Hello and welcome to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. What an amazing episode. We were hearing the story of Sajin Yalcin sold his first company at the age of 25, sold his second company at the age of 27. This guy is a dot-com genius. And now with his company, sellanycar.com, he said he's going to take the market. He's going to be the number one car buyer, number one used car buyer in the UAE. This man is on a mission. But if you're on a mission, you may be slightly disappointed if you're on Emirates Road right now. From what I understand, from Murdiff towards Sharjah, it's a parking lot. So you will not be achieving your mission anytime soon if you're stuck in that. But another man who's on a mission is a man that's sitting right across me right now as I say this to you. He's a man who picked actually this song that you're listening to. He is a lord of diamonds. He is a man who is really in the top 1% of his profession. This is Peter Mios, the chairman of the Dubai Diamond Exchange. Peter, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
It's a real pleasure to have you here with us. And I think it's amazing what you guys have done. When you actually look at the numbers, in 2005, you were trading $10 billion U.S. dollars with diamonds. Today you're doing over 40 billion. That's like a 400% increase. That's unbelievable.
Indeed.
And you're the mastermind behind it.
Well, I don't think I'm the mastermind behind it. The mastermind are the rulers of Dubai, because what you didn't say, but what is also true, is that 10, 12 years ago, there were no diamonds in Dubai. Dubai was not even on the map. There were no diamonds traded here.
When and how long ago?
10, 12 years ago.
Only 12 years ago, yes. There were no diamonds traded.
No.
Today, we're doing over $40 billion worth of trade. That is amazing.
Today, we are actually in the top three in the world.
Top three in the world.
Distribution center.
Wow.
So it was the rulership of Dubai who, in the beginning of the millennium, basically had ideas and said, well, we have a unique position. The place on earth of Dubai is in between the Far East, South Asia, and on the other hand, Africa. Africa produces 60% of all rough diamonds in the world. And we see that in Europe there are all kinds of heavy regulatory policies. We see that the Indian diamond community is having difficulties in Belgium. And why don't we create a possibility here in a tax-free environment? And that's an idea which was launched just 10 years ago when the DMCC was established. Ahmed bin Sulaim, our chairman, was there. He was only in his early 20s then.
Talk about a man on a mission. This guy has built the Emirates' largest free zone. He's now building the largest office tower in the world. And he's also the mastermind behind bringing Kobe Bryant down to Dubai for was something we all enjoyed. So we have to send our kudos out to the man behind DMCC. But sorry, I got excited because that it's just such an inspiring area to be in. You know, look at what just you've done within your segment, but that whole DMCC area is such a huge success. It's like nonstop everywhere you look.
I'll tell you a story, Shane. Ahmed, actually, I was in Belgium, the CEO of the umbrella organization of the diamond business, and Antwerp actually has been the center of the diamond world for 500 years. So Ahmed came, I didn't know him then, but he came to spy on us in the millennium.
He came to spy?
No, it's true. He came to watch what we were doing.
I don't think he'd be a very good spy. You can spot this guy a mile away. I'm sure he didn't blend in
he was
in
much
Belgium.
Younger then. Yeah. He was much younger then. So he came to us together with a few others, and they watched what we were doing. And I remember the chairman of our board then, when we had received them, that was in 2001, 2002, he said after they came, they said, these guys, what do they think? They think they can make in a few years what we have been doing for 500 years. It's ridiculous.
It took you half a century in Belgium to get to the top of this list. So it sounds insane and illogical that someone could do it in a decade.
Yeah, actually, it's almost unbelievable. And should not forget, we are now in the top three, but not the other phase. The next phase is there to come. Because for almost 70 years, all diamonds in the world, rough diamonds, were distributed out of London. This week is the last so-called site week of the De Beers in London. That means all the customers that buy rough diamonds for 80 years came to London to buy their box. Next month, it will be done in Botswana, in Gaborone. Because
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting Botswana. But I guess I'm not in the diamond trade, that's why.
Botswana has the
largest. I thought you were going to say Dubai. That's why.
Well, let me come to the next point.
Why Botswana? Botswana has always been up there, I guess.
No, Botswana has the largest diamond mine in the world, the Juaneng mine. So it's the richest mine in the world, and they produce about $3 billion of diamonds. Wow. And De Beers owns this mine together with the government of Botswana.
I wish I owned
now,
that.
Now, what's in this for us is, in the past, these diamonds from De Beers went from London to Antwerp, and then from Antwerp they were redistributed for Mumbai, China, whatever. Now they are all in Gaborone, and they have to end up again in India and in China. And all market watchers expect that these diamonds will rather come to Dubai, which is logistically very well placed. There are so many flights, Emirates, Etihad. There is a tax-free environment. There is an ease of doing business. There is general hospitality for foreigners to come here to do business. All these things which are not there anymore in Europe, where it's basically totally degrading with regard to business, business friendliness.
Ouch, totally degrading. I mean, that's you know, is it that bad? It's eroding, I think.
I think it is very bad. English is not my mother language, so maybe the word degrading is not correct, but eroding is a bit... Eroding
depending
is a bit,
on how you see it. But
eroding is too soft. No,
eroding is too soft.
No, we see basically everyday people moving out of Europe, establishing their businesses here. So I truly believe that Europe is going through a new socialist wave like the ones we had in the 60s and 70s, where they basically want to take people's money, want to tax people phenomenally high, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Look to France, actually Belgium. Germany is an exception. Look at the southern part of Europe. So, no, people are running away.
The Germans are going to keep it together, though. I think the Germans will pull through. But let's getting into some choppy waters here. But so the diamond trade, you're saying you're giving us the evolution here. People were going to London. Now they're going to Botswana. Now it's up in the air as Dubai wrestles its way into the podium spot.
Yes. Well, we are already on the podium. But, of course, Mumbai and India, with their very low labor costs, they are the manufacturing center of the world. And we cannot compete in polishing diamonds because the labor cost here in Dubai is much higher. But as a trading center, we have facilities. We have an ease of doing business, which you do not find in India, which still is extremely bureaucratic in many ways. So I think we have all the facilities we need.
This is Peter Mios, the chairman of the Dubai Diamond Exchange. He's giving us the insider secrets of what is going on in this business. Where are these diamonds coming from? Where are they going? And who's at the top of this industry? Stay with us for we're going to be hearing his secrets to success as he climbed one of the most glamorous industries in the world.